This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sylvia Moreno. Date of birth, August 7, 1964. Case ID number is 545-2006. Date of exam, May 30, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023 and also from DHR dated 6/23/22 and Alora Hospice dated 3/18/23. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old separated female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a subarachnoid hemorrhage with brain aneurysm rupture, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in June of 2022. Where she used to sell pallets of different items, such as appliances and other foodstuffs, that she did for approximately 7 to 8 years. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her daughter, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, subarachnoid hemorrhage with brain aneurysm, comma. Number two, diabetes mellitus, comma. Number three, hypertension, comma. And number four, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, subarachnoid hemorrhage with brain aneurysm rupture. The claimant states that on June 23, 2022, she presented herself to Knapp Hospital after having a syncopal episode and then was eventually transferred to the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance, where she stayed there for 2 months, secondary to having a subarachnoid hemorrhage with a ruptured aneurysm and also hydrocephalus. The claimant presented with left leg weakness, decreased balance, normal vision, but decrease in mental status. She did have a syncopal episode and a seizure. Her speech and her vision are normal at this time. Her residual symptoms include left leg weakness, decreased balance, and decreased memory and cognitive function, although her mental status is fairly good at this time. Her speech is normal, as well as her vision. She has no longer had any further seizures or syncopal episodes. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs and needing a walker at all times. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes. Her physician is Dr. Patel, and she does have a provider who comes and takes care of her. She is presently on no medications for her stroke at this time. She was diagnosed with a subarachnoid hemorrhage and a ruptured aneurysm with hydrocephalus. No procedures were performed. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, neuropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She does not check her blood glucose and does not know what her last hemoglobin A1C was. She is presently on Lantus 35 units sub-QQD and Humalog 12 units TID before each meal. Her family states that she has been fairly stable, although they have not checked her glucose at this time. But her medical provider has told her that she is well controlled. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1994, she was having severe frontal headaches and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage, such as a myocardial infarction, but has had a cerebral vascular accident consisting of a subacronoid hemorrhage with a ruptured aneurysm. She denies any problems with her kidneys at this time. Her blood pressure at this visit was 164 over 97 mmHg. She is presently on metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams, 1.5 tablets, BID. Her blood pressure reading is borderline high. Allegation number 4, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states also that on June the 23rd, 2022, she was diagnosed with having high cholesterol levels. She was started on rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, and has had in-organ damage of a subacronoid hemorrhage with a ruptured aneurysm. Her condition appears to be stable and being treated well at this time. Daily activities. The claimant likes to watch TV, comma, and sometimes go to the grocery store. She does not sleep during the day, help with housework, cook, do the laundry, or any other exercise. She has a provider to care for her. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet with a walker, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes. Her family physician is Dr. Javier Cortinas. She does use a walker at all times for stability and to ambulate with. She also on no medications for pain, and her only physical activity is doing a little walking once in a while. Family history. Her father is 76 years old and has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Her mother is 75 with also hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications, Lantus 35 units sub-QQD, Humalog 12 units TID, Metoprolol Tartrate 50 milligrams, 1.5 tablets BID, Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams QD, Amlodipine 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, history of subacronoid hemorrhage with a ruptured aneurysm, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, major surgery performed on June the 23rd, 2022, to ligate the ruptured aneurysm. With fair results. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or but has had seizure disorder secondary to the hemorrhage. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 172 pounds, height 5 feet, a half inch tall, BP 164 over 97 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 33, general. This is a 59-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be not a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to lungs after the last sentence? There is a 15-centimeter by 14-centimeter lipoma on the left upper back area of the claimant's shoulder back area. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She did have fairly clear thought processes, but her memory was poor. Concentration was poor, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was unsteady, asymmetric, and somewhat ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a walker that she used all the time. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was abnormal, secondary to weakness, but the Romber sign was negative. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant appears to have some weakness of the left lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally, secondary to weakness. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the left lower extremity. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, but the claimant is able to flex at 110 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on her heels and was unable to walk on her toes. She is able to walk at a tandem rate, but only with a walker. and does appear to have difficulty. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a walker at all times. Neurological, grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially with the left lower extremity. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting of the left lower extremity, but no muscle spasms were noted. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas except for the left lower extremity, which was +3/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. The claimant hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of her brain, where she did have a subarachnoid stroke. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally and needs an assisted device at all time. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to residual symptoms of a subarachnoid hemorrhage and mild left lower extremity paresis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, subarachnoid hemorrhage with brain aneurysm. Confirm with medical records and physical examination. The claimant does appear to have some mild memory and cognitive dysfunction, as well as weakness of the left lower extremity. Her condition is stable at this time, and she does have a provider to help her at home. Number two, diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, being treated at this time. There is no way of knowing whether she is well controlled. However, her physician has told her that she's well controlled with her insulin at this time. Number three, hypertension. Blood pressure was 164/97 mmHg, which is borderline high. She is being treated for her condition and appears to be fairly well controlled. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Being treated at this time, the claimant has had in-organ damage of cerebral vascular accident from a subarachnoid hemorrhage. Her condition is stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Silvia Moreno.